For those of you who have never heard of Summum, the religious group at the center of this case, it was founded in 1975 by Claude Corky Rex Nowell. Nowell was an administrative manager for a Salt Lake City supply company when he started having visions. Here, he describes a visit by a large round craft.
And there were individuals in there, and I call them the Summa individuals. And they were similar to us, but not exactly like us. They didn't have any hair on their body at all. And there they escorted me across the far room, and I looked on the floor, and this looked as if this piece of energy that looked like a real large crystal came out of the floor, and I looked into it, and I saw all the things that were going to happen about building this pyramid and making the nectars. And there, that first time with them, they explained to me the five basic lectures that we give in our classes.
In 1980, Corky Nowell changed his name to Summum Bonum Amun Ra, though he was commonly known as Corky Ra. The pyramid refers to a large wooden metal pyramid that his followers built in Salt Lake City, which is now the group's headquarters.
And those five lectures, they come from the seven aphorisms on which the Summum religion is based and that the group wants to commemorate with that controversial monument. According to the group's website, the aphorisms were given to Moses before the Ten Commandments, but he thought the Israelites were too immature to understand them, so he never passed them on. Several of the aphorisms are a bit long, so here's just a taste.
Summum is mind, thought. The universe is a mental creation.
Every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause.
As above, so below. As below, so above.
Nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything vibrates.